nation raises to all that you have been. So, yeah, you want to see the big picture. You were already an evolved being. You came forth into this experience and added to the evolution of that which is really you. It's not just you in your physical form that is having the expansion because of this life experience. The greater part of you is that when we say, when you ask, it is given, what we mean is when life causes you to ask, the non-physical part of you becomes immediately the vibrational equivalent of the new desire that you have carved out of the experience, you see. And then, when you make your decision to come back into physical again, you come from that evolved and expanded vantage point. So, in that respect, we are in agreement with some of what they say. Where we vary tremendously from what many of them are saying is that you're not coming forth to fix things that are broken. You're not coming forth to make compensation for things that went wrong in another life experience. In other words, you are continuing to expand, and you are genius, deliberate, powerful creators as you make the decision to come into this experience.
So if I cook up this scenario before I come in with the other beings that I come in with, then isn't that kind of predetermined before
well,
I come in?
Well, here's another thing that's important to realize. From who you are offering your vibrational essence of what you expect. And so your intentions coming in are from what you would call in your physical format more general in nature. In other words, you know you want to explore, and you know you want to expand, and you know you want plenty of variety in which to do it. And you know you want to feel good, and that you want to be of value, and you know you are an uplifter. And you know you want to stay in connection with your guidance system. In other words, you know that you want to teach, or that there are many powerful general intentions that you hold, and sometimes more specific. But most of the specific intentions that people discover as they come into this physical experience is discovered along the physical trail. In other words, you are, as humans upon this planet, really as all species upon this planet, you are so much more alike than you are different. You are source energy, having variety of experiences for the purpose of enhancing the whole. And you understand that in what you live, you are free to find the vibrational place that will give you the best of it. You come for joy, not for growth. But growth is the inevitable consequence of life, in other words. But you come for joy, you see. And that's the thing that is so screwy about the way so often it is interpreted. But you see, We understand how life must look. In other words, someone who's standing in a place of struggle or starvation or poverty or discomfort of any kind, who is focused upon it and outside the vortex, is going to come to different conclusions about why they are here than someone who is standing inside the vortex looking at life. It's like if you are in an airplane looking across the landscape from 50,000 feet or 30,000 feet or 20,000 feet, things look calmer there. But sometimes when you put your aircraft on the ground, you can see a pocket of something that doesn't look so pleasant. And so from your non-physical vantage point, you have broader view. You have longer time span. You know the eternal nature of things. You've watched the pendulum swing. You know that when things start going into an uncomfortable direction, that more asking occurs. And you know that when more asking occurs, that source responds to the asking, and more energy comes forth, more abundance comes forth, more means and mechanisms to achieve what you're asking for comes forth. This economic crisis, so-called, that so many in your world are talking about, is the basis of enormous expansion. There will be a time you will look back, even as a people who are understanding more about law of attraction and about asking and the process of step one and step two and step three, that you will see this not as bad times or not as the worst time since 1930-something. You'll see it as the most emphatic, the most precise, the most important, the time of great asking. You'll remember this as the time of awakening, the time when more people were living more contrast and more people were asking in a stronger way. And a handful of people were understanding that if they get in the vortex and focus on behalf of the world on the well-being that is potentially there, whether it is being realized in this red-hot moment or not, this is the time, this is a turning point, a global turning point, you see. It's not a time to be worried, it's a time